Okay, we're on Daf Yud Aleph tonight. So we're on Yud Aleph Min Aleph, Kiddushin 11a. Last night we got up to the two dots, which is the 10th line on Yud Aleph Min Aleph. Everybody with me? So the Kesef, Beit Shammai, Rim B'Dinar, V'chulei. So we had a machloka between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, what the minimum amount of Kesef to be Mekadesh? Is it a pruta or is it a dinar? A dinar is substantially more than a pruta. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Mai Tamai, the Beit Shammai, what's the Svara Beit Shammai? Now the Gemara is going to have several different, proposed svaras for Beit Shammai. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, so woman is particular and would not, would not be mekadesh herself for less than a dinar. So therefore, if you mekadesh less than a dinar, it doesn't cut it. So Amar Le Abaye, Lameata Kun Bante Rabbi The captain of Shayu will Makashi Pachomit Rakabadinre, Hakanami Pashia, the Bekibla, Katsuzame Acher, Hakanami Lohabu Kedushin. So the Gemara here talks about Banki the Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai, the Gemara says, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this, was also on the Masipta Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Batra says that Rabbi Yanai was very wealthy. He had hundreds of vineyards, and it might be an exaggeration, but either way, he was wealthy. So his daughters, presumably, raised in wealth. So the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, they would be very particular, and they would not be kadesh less than a tarkav dinri, three kav of golden dinarim. So hachinami, so would that mean hachinami pashya b'kibla chatzuzami acher? Let's say they accepted less than a dinar, and there was knowing acceptance less than it, or he says, or one zuz, which would be like a dinar, but their level is normally tarkav dinri. So that wouldn't be Kiddushin. So Amar Lei, Pashya the Bekibla little Kamina. So no, you misunderstood me. I didn't mean, in other words, certainly within this sheet that the Rebbe Zera is saying, if the woman agrees to an amount, certainly she's Mekudeshet with the way Rebbe Zera understands Beit Shammai. Ki Kamina, what I was talking about, Rebbe Zera says, the Kiddusha B'Lelya. She accepted Kiddushin at night and didn't know exactly what the amount was. And the next morning, she finds an amount. So if it's less than a dinar, then we assume that she would not have accepted it. In other words, it's at night, so she can't see the money. So if it's less than a dinar, so we default to saying she would not, we accepted that. Inami, or in the alternative, the Shavi Shliach, where she appointed a Shliach to accept Kiddushin on her behalf, and she didn't, specify an amount. So less than a dinar wouldn't cut it. Let's see Rashi on this. The Shavi Shliach around the 15th parallel line of Rashi. The Shavi Shliach, the Kabel Kiddushah, below Nimlach Baba Kama, Ubante Rabbi Yanai Nami. So Rashi says the daughters of Rabbi Yanai as well. Ishavu Shliach, lohabu Kiddushin elab tarkava. So the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, Rashi learns, would not be Mekudeshet if it was less than tarkava de dinre. Ishavu Shliach. So again, so we're saying that generally a woman can accept whatever money she wants to and would be Mekudeshet within the Shita Beit Shammai, the way Rebbe Zera understands it. But if it's at night or she's Shavi Shliach, so the way the Malach and Rashi is, so the general default is a dinar. But Bantai Rebbe Yanai, who we know have a higher standard, so their level would be three kavs of golden dinarim, which is a fortune. Let's do Tosfos on this, and we'll talk some more. Okay, so the second class Tosfos. Shkain ishamat pedalasim lechulei pesalka daita the Reb Zera afilu pashti. So in the hava mina, I think the Reb Zera afilu pashti of the kibla kaamar din mekudeshet. So in the hava mina, I think that even if she willingly accepts less than a dinar, she's not mekudeshet. Dinar, even though, because normally she's knocking on dinar, so then that's it. He says, Mishum dechtiv kesef ikra, kesef. In other words, so money means different things to different people. So the Gemara takes it the way in the Hava Mina, like less than a dinar, so it doesn't cut it. And then here he says, Kamar El Meata Banti Rabbi Yanai Shregilu Lachbil to recover the dinrei Hachanami Lo Yikachu Bedinar Afilu Pashe the Kibla Pachot Mi Tarkav Lo Yichashev Kesem LeGabayim. So Banti Rabbi Yanai They're very wealthy. They don't think of money as less than Tarkavit, right? So that's the Havamina. The Ein Zu Svara, but he said that doesn't make sense. That, in other words, that they would, you know, would they receive less than, you know, like, you know, $1 million, and they're not Mekudeshet. Umishani Pasha de lo Kamina. So the Gemara says, no, we're not talking about where she willingly accepts the money. The people of Pruta Tamakadeshet. So within the way Reb Zera understands Beit Shammai, if the woman knowingly accepts the money, even a Pruta would be good. He says, the Kesef Karina Bey. Kika Amina, when I, Reb Zera, was explaining the Shita Beit Shammai, the Kitcha Belalia, she got the Kiddushin at night where she couldn't see what's going on. Inami the Shavi Shliach. When the alternative, she appointed a Shliach. So the way Reb Zera understands machlok in the Mishnah, in other words, it's like a lot of machlok. It looks like a big machlok. It's not such a big machlok. In other words, Beit Hillel says the minimum is a pruta, and Beit Shammai says if a woman is willing to accept it, she can accept even a pruta and be mekudeshet. But in the rare case where she's, you know, mekudeshet at night or a Shabbos shliach, then everything comes apart. Now, upirish kontras. So Rashi explains. The Bantei Rabbi Yannai, they could shavu shliach. So according to Rashi, if the doors of Rabbi Yannai would appoint a shliach, then they would have a different level than everybody else. So let's go slowly with this. So again, within Reb Zera, everybody agrees with Reb Zera's pshat. If a woman willingly accepts less money, well, up to a pruta, we're good with that. We're beyond that. But now, the point is, let's say it's the case that the Gemara speaks about, which is the point of dispute between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. It's done at night, or they appoint shliach. So in that case, is it everybody is the level of a dinar, or there are different levels for different women? So the way Rashi explains it, that Bantai Rabbi Yanai, if there would be mikudeshet with a at night, he says, or they appoint a shliach, dafka tarkavet dinrei. The kasha, the imkainatat of rechlishiurim. So if that's the case, you're going to have different standards for different women. In other words,
Why do you?
there won't be a definitive halacha to apply to everybody. Kaven does lean and batar kol chapakatluvi daita. We're going to have to everybody depending on their own thinking. The chai gav and parak perikam and gittin, like the Gemara asks similarly in the first parak of gittin, parakaskadabatim gabi bar el yashiv. So he says benira dahaki parak. He says, the Bantei Rabbi Yannai, I'll explain in a minute. The Galta Kika, here's the key line. The Kitcha Belalia, the Az Kulan Shavod. So the way Tosas understands it, if it's the point of dispute between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, everybody has the same standard. Everybody has the same thing. So it means a woman is always free to accept whatever money she chooses to accept. But if it's Kitcha B'Leil or Shavi Shliach, Rashi learns, Lechora, everybody has a different standard, whether she's Mekudeshet or not. But the way Tosfos learns, no, there's one standard for everybody, according to Beit Shammai, that's a dinar. But as Inan Yotzot Mechal Sharnashim, the Yodo Shliach El Kol Sharnashim. That it'll be the same for everybody. Okay, now, one second. Okay, let me
And
talk a
we've
little bit
seen
more.
in other places of the Gemara that it sounds like the woman really wants to be married as opposed to being single. So those other Makorot sound like the woman is more desperate and she'll take whatever little money you'll give her,
So you're asking a question
whether
or
it's the
explaining?
day or the night.
You're asking a question or explaining?
I guess there's a little bit of tension between those two shitot.
Let me do this little piece, then Blinetta will come back to you, okay? Now, this is from the Al Hadaf. Beis Hillel is of the opinion that a pruta or an item worth a pruta is sufficient for Kiddushin, whereas Beit Shammai maintains a dinar, a silver coin worth much more than a pruta, is the minimum amount of money required to perfect Kiddushin. And the Reb Zera maintains that this dispute is limited to a case in which the woman cannot clearly see what her groom gives her for Kiddushin, such for example, where the Kiddushin was performed at night in the dark. Beit Shammai is of the opinion that the item given for Kiddushin is discovered to be worth less than a dinar. The Kiddushin is ruled invalid because he assumes that a woman typically would not consent to Kiddushin for less than a dinar. However, if the Kiddushin is performed in the daytime, The woman willingly accepts proof for Kedushin, Beit Shammai agrees that Kedushin is valid. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Lamed Daled Amud Beis derives from a pasuk, Bezdin cannot adjudicate monetary judgments at night. In other words, Bezdin doesn't meet at night. He's moving to the issue, he's going to head, are you allowed to have Kedushin at night? Our Gemara says, Kitcha Balalia. That's the tension. It says, Reb Lazar, Yivamot, Reb Daled asserts that Bezdin may not execute a chalisa ceremony at night. Chalisa is compared to a monetary judgment, since Yivam is awarded a ksuba payment after chalitza. The Ramah, citing the opinion of the Re'im, compares of the Re'im, I'm sorry, the Ramah, citing the opinion of the Re'im, compares a divorce to chalitza in this regard and rules that l'chatchila a divorce but should not be executed at night. So, right. Wait, let's go slowly. So we know the best thing can't meet at night, and we know that we can't do chalitza at night, and we know we can't do a get at night. Now, the Re'im suggests that perhaps Kiddushin 2 should not be performed at night. Says the laws of Kiddushin are scripturally compared to laws of get. So I know I can't do a get at night, and we know that we had Hekesh Havai Liyatsiya, so maybe I can't do Kiddushin at night either. Indeed, Rabbi Kiva Eger rules accordingly, it is preferable to perform Kiddushin during the daytime wherever possible. The Knesset Agdola also writes that in deference to the opinion of the Re'im, it's in English here, so it's hard for me to. In reference to the opinion of the Re'im, he discontinued nighttime wedding ceremonies in his town. Knesset Agdola was a rabbi in Constantinople, Istanbul, I think in the 16th century. So he discontinued Kiddushin at night. The Shar HaMelech cites the Rashba, who limits the Hekesh of Kiddushin and Gittin to Kiddushin Shtar, and he accordingly suggests that the Re'im only discourages Kiddushin Shtar at night, but Kiddushin Kesef is not compared to a get, and therefore performed at night without a reservation. So within Shar HaMelech, we only do Shabbat Kesef today, so it's dead letter. But it sounds like there's a good argument should be done during the day. Now, the Sefer Get Pashut is vexed with the Re'im's contention that Kiddushin may not be performed at night for our Gemara, as well as the Gemara in Daf Chet. He says, cites an example, the Gemara in Daf Chet said, the Yahavin Heli Belalia, one who performed Kiddushin at night, when the bride was unable to see the coin given to her for Kiddushin. That's the big riot. So we have a whole bunch of Mepharshim would say you shouldn't do Kiddushin at night, but our Gemara mentions, you know, the Kitcha Balalia. So in defense of the Re'im, the Maaseh Choshev suggests that our Gemara does not literally mean the Kiddushin was performed in the middle of the night. Rather, it was performed in a darkened area where it was difficult for the bride to see exactly what she was given for a Kiddushin. So even when you have like a riot, you think, ah, ha, ha, now I got the riot. So this not so. In other words, when it was a Balalia, it means like a dark room or something like that. The Sefer HaMikna remarks, or Makna, the remarks that the Gemara cannot mean the Kiddushin was performed in the dark of night. It's essential for the Eidei Kiddushin to identify the groom and bride and observe the act of Kiddushin. So if you would take the Gemara simple Pashtos, Balalia, she can't see the money, the Eidim can't see the transaction either. So how could I even have that? That doesn't make sense either. So Mela means so lends itself to the interpretation as dark and air, rather the Gemara means Kiddushin was formed in a dim area, as Maaseh Choshev said. Alternatively, the Shar HaMelech cited above explains that our Gemara does not contradict the Re'im, because the Re'im only forbids Kiddushin start night, where our Gemara is discussing Kiddushin Kesef. That would be the other Malach. Okay, but it's just an interesting ha'ara that you know that there's a sheep like this that can't get married at night. Okay, now. So now let's come back to Fern. So Fern, you were saying that women are eager to get married. So, but what do you want to do with that svara?
That's what the Gemara was saying. So if they're so eager to get married, it sounds like they would take very little money.
Well, but again,
I guess the question is to Beit Shammai.
Okay. Well, here we're talking about a specific woman. Now, what is she willing to accept or not? But then the question is where she doesn't know what she's getting. And then we fall. Then we get involved with, according to Beit Shammai, that there's a standard. Well, the question is there a standard for everybody, or is a general standard, but other people have different standards? That's the thing we got involved with. All right, now I'm going to move on unless anybody's got questions, comments, or thoughts. Everybody good? Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, okay, so that's the first Hesber for Beit Shammai. So the first Hesber Beit Shammai is basically they agree with Beis Hillel, the woman can accept whatever she wants, so it's not less than a pruta, but where she can't see it or Shavish Leah, then we come to Machloket, and then we have Machloket, Rashi and Tosos, exactly what Beis Shammai means. So they mean there's absolutely one standard for everybody, dinar, or there are different standards for a general standard, but then there could be other standards. So now answer number two, which the Gemara is going to shlug up. Rav Yosef Amar, Tamayit Beit Shammai, because Rav Yudah Marvasi. So Rav Yosef says the Svara of Beit Shammai is like Rav Yudah studied Marvasi. Now I know Rav Yudah studied by Rav and then he studied by Shmuel, but his memory, we had another memory earlier, like Rav Yudah Marvasi. He says the Amar Rav Yudah Marvasi, Kol Kesef Amor B'Torah Kesef Tzuri, Shel Devarim Kesef Medina. That Marvasi says, Kol Kesef Amor B'Torah, if it's a shear of Kesef that's stated in the Torah, then we use Kesef Tzuri, the money that was used in the city of Tzur, Tyre. He says, Vishal Devarim, if it's Kesef that's set forth by the Chachamim, Kesef Medina, the provincial one. Now, in Tzur, they didn't have a pruta. Pruta is a copper coin. So they only had silver coinage. So there's a different head there. So the Gemara wants to say that Beit Shammai is subscribing to this, position that was articulated. In other words, Kiddushin is Nidoraisa, so it's Kesef Tzuri. So if it's Kesef Tzuri, I can't have a copper coin, I have to have a silver coin. I mean, that's the way it's coming with this. Now, let's see the Rashi on this. Like 10 lines on the bottom in Rashi. He says, Michel Debrahim Kesef Medina, the Kam Farshla Kesef Medina, Shminit Shem Kesef Tzuri. So the Gemara later on is going to explain that the Kesef Medina is 1/8 the value of Kesef Tzuri. Imselahu Shminit Shem Tzuri. So they refer to as Selah, it's 1/8 of the Selah Tzuri. Im Dinar hu, Shminit Shem Dinar Tzuri. The Dinar, it's 1/8 of the Dinar. Hilkach Pruta Lamatzah the Maimar. So Beit Shammai holds, ostensibly, but the Gemara is going to shlug this up, that it can't be a Pruta. The Pishal Nechoshet, that's made out of copper. Uvitsuri, my Pishal Nechoshet Lekha. In Suri, there is no copper coin. Uvikidushin Kesef Div, and my Kidushin Kesef means Kicha Kicha Mstay Ephron, the Kicha Kicha Gemiri. Became a Pikimi Pruta. Once I know it can't be a Pruta, Almidechashiva Boy, so I need a Chashiv amount, an important amount. Ukmua Dinar Kilakaman. So the Chamim established that it should be a Dinar. Okay, that's what we think the Svar of Beit Shammai is. Now, Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that, and I've heard this before, Rav Schachter says, by Ksuba, we have mana matayim. In other words, if the woman's a betula, so the Ksuba is 200 zuz. And if she's not a betula, it's 100 zuz. But so you would think the 100 zuz is half the 200 zuz, but that's not the case because the one for the 200 zuz is using Kesef Tzuri. And the other one is using Kesef Medina. So it means one is not 1/2 of the other one. One is 1/16 of the other one. That's the way it's coming out. Now, he was mentioning that we say in the Ksuba, where we Ashkenazim say in the Ksuba, the Chazi Lichi Midoraisa, that's really from the Torah. So it doesn't mean necessarily that it's a machloket, that the Ksuba is Midoraisa. There is a sheet of the Gemara that way, but it doesn't necessarily, but it means that the money is Doraisa. The Chazi Lichi Midoraisa, that we're using Doraisa money, which really means the Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Tzuri. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Now, if not, absolutely no, you don't have that. That's correct. Okay, now, back in the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. So in the Gemara, so that's the second explanation for the Shita Beit Shammai. Now, the Gemara, having mentioned this Memra from Yehuda Marvasi, so now the Gemara expands on it, and then we'll come back around to Kiddushin. So Gufa Amar Rav Yudah Marvasi for Kesef Mor B'Torah Kesef Tzuri B'Shul Devarim Kesef Medina Uchvalahu, is that really a general principle? Turn page, top line in other days. B'Rei Tana D'Chiv Kitenish Kesef Okilim Nishmor. Tana means like a mode of a mixed situation. This is a pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, means if I give you something and then and you don't have the whole amount that I claim. So there's the truest mode of a mix-up. So the Torah describes it, kesef. If Reuven gives Shimon kesef, that's the magic word, kesef, and then on the second line in the Gemara, utanan, we learn the Mishnah, I assume this is in Masechet Shvuot, right, Michael? Utanan, shvuah dayanim, the shvuah that's imposed by the dayanim, hatana shtei kesef, the claim. It's machloket. In other words, we'll see in a minute. It's going to be a question what this means. Hatana shtei kesef, but one way to learn is the claim has to be for two kesef, which means two ma'av kesef, v'hodah shava pruta. And the amount that's you admit is a shava pruta. So I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah. So it said, Kesef. Right. So the fact that we're saying it's two kesef, that sounds like that even though it says kesef, it's just makbid on mammon. In other words, and it's giving it over to the chachamim to define what the mammon is, not defaulting over to kesef tzuri. In other words, kesef tzuri, so I would say the smallest amount of kesef tzuri would be a ma, but that's not what the Mishnah says. In other words, what is, in other words, Ravasi says that whenever it says it's kesef in the Torah, it means kesef tzuri. So if here it says kesef, so the shear should be kesef, should be a ma, is the smallest amount of kesef, silver kesef, and tzuri. Yet Chachamim are saying that kesef here means that the claim has to be two ma of kesef. So something's off kilter with this. So the Gemara says on line four, Hatam Dumya Dekalim. Over there's another factor in play. In other words, we can defend Rabasi because there's a hekesh between Kalim and Kesef. Ma Kalim Shnayim, just like Kalim, you have to have two Kalim involved to invoke this din of Kesef Shnayim. So two Kesef, also two. So we're deflecting the question against Rabasi. And then conversely, Uma Kesef Dvar Chashuv, just like Kesef by definition is an important item, the silver Kesef. So kelim also, so means like if the taina would be, I gave you two needles and you only return one back to me, so even though it's two and one, there wouldn't be motive of mix out on that. Okay, so we had a question against Rav Yehuda, the name of Ravasi, and we were able to deflect the question. Let's see Rashi on this, and then we'll talk some more. So on the top line in Rashi, Reitana Shadam Tuina Chaveiro, a person has a claim, Reuben has a claim against Shimon. Umashpinoto imodaba miksat, and we're going to give a shua to Shimon if he admitted part of the claim. The tiv kitenish v'gomer bilav ktiv asher yomar ki huzeh. So, like a few psukim later, it says asher yomar ki huzeh. I look to be dvar shneim. So, because I understand that the person admits part of the claim. The afina mina shamodam miksat yishava divinikra balabayit hatam ktiv v'darshin. So it says in one pasuk that nikra balabayit elha Elohim l'shon kol, that the balabas comes to the bezdin. And then Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, the one who says Ki Huzeh is going to have to take a shvuah. So now, Utanan Shvuah Dayanim, in the fourth white line of Rashi, Ina Pachot Mitan Shtei Ma'ah of Kesef, that the minimum claim has to be two ma'ah of Kesef, two silver coins. Upligi Bar Rabu Shmuel. Now there's a machloka between Rav and Shmuel how to understand this line in the Mishnah. Rav Amar Kfir Shtei Kesef. Rav says, when the Mishnah says Tana Shtei Kesef, it means the amount that the defendant denies has to be at least two kesef. Shmuel says that the gross claim has to be two kesef. Even if he only denied the amount in controversy is a pruta, or hodav pruta, or he only admits a pruta, chayav. Mikol makom mitakatani shtei kesef. But since the Mishnah says it's shtei kesef is the minimum amount, whatever shtei kesef is, whether it's the gross claim or the gross amount or the amount that's being denied, Shmamina kra lab daf kesef ka'amar. So I see when the Torah says kesef, it doesn't literally, have to mean like kesef with tsuri, elamona ba'alma kapi. It's just money generally, not talking about anything in tsuri. The kemishlosh piresh kama, since the Torah doesn't define how much you have to claim and deny, lo misorok tuv el chachamim. So the Torah gave it over to the chachamim to define. And the Chamim didn't feel it was appropriate to establish a shvuah less than this. Because if we're going to understand the pasuk the way we think he should have understood the pasuk, it's dafka kesef. So ma is the smallest coin in suri, but so that I can say, where do they get shtayim? Where'd that come from? So then I'll just do a few lines in the next Rashi. So the Gemara ends up saying, no, it is kesef tzuri, but kelim teaches me that it has to be two. So there's an opinion that holds, let's say I claim I gave you two pins and you wouldn't one of them. So somebody says, you're chayev. All right, so I'm going to go back. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's go back to the Gemara. So again, we're just we gave a pshat in Beit Shammai that is based on Kesef Tzuri, and that it can't be a pruta. So, and then what's not a pruta? So we think it's got to be a dinar. That's a davar chashuv. But then we're asking questions on this member from Rav Yehuda, the name of Ravasi. So now we have another question. He says, on line six, for a maaser, maaser is maaser sheni. So a person's obligated to eat it in Yerushalayim. So if I can't bring the truth to Yerushalayim, it's kilo tuchal, so then I could be poda. And then when I'm poda, but sarta kesab, I'll bundle the money in my hand. Utanan, I learned in the Mishnah Masechet Maaser Sheni, haporet selam imat maaser sheni, that if a person was poda with prutot, and now he wants to convert the prutot into slime, into slime. So there's certain dinim involved. But I see that I could, notwithstanding the fact that it says kesef, and in Sur there was no pruta because it's a copper coin. I see that, and the Torah says you could be poda maaser sheni with money, but I see that I could be poda with a pruta because that's what the Mishnah refers to. So that's another kasha against Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav Yehuda, the name of Ravasi. So he says, kesef ha kesef riba. So the Gemara says there's a special riba there. It could have said kesef, and it says b'tzarta ha kesef. So the extra hey teaches me that I could even have, even the pruta, right? All right. So two questions, we deflect a vote. Question three: for a hekdesh, d'chtiva natana kesef kamlo. So by hekdesh, a person can be poda hekdesh. He gave something to the base of mikdash. Now he wants to be poda. So it says v'natana kesef kamlo. So there's no pasuk that says v'natana kesef kamlo. It's a paraphrase of another pasuk, and that's the way that Rav Leibowitz said it. But Amar Shmuel, hekdesh shava mana. Shmuel said about a hekdesh that's worth a mana, which is 100 zuz or 100 dinarim, shechilalo al shava pruta, and he deconsecrated it with a pruta mechulal. That's an effective deconsecration. But I see from Shmuel's statement that I could deconsecrate hekdesh even with a pruta, and there's no prutot in Suri. So hatam nami kesef kesef yalek b'maaser. So the Gemara says I have gzeir shava. There's a kesef there. And a kesef we had by Maaser Sheni, right? By Maaser Sheni, right? Was it? Yeah, by Maaser Sheni. So I'm going to learn the Gzeira Shava. I'm going to learn one to the other one. Okay, now let's look at Rashi on this, on the third white line in Rashi. Kesef, kesef, gamar pidyon hekdesh pidyon maaser. So I'm going to learn being pota hekdesh from being pota maaser. Aval sha'ar kesef shebetorah lo yalek mineh. There's a lot of different kesefs. I'm not going to learn from that. Delo damu, it's not comparable. That's the first Rashi wants to say. The two are similar, meaning pinyon hekdesh, pinyon maaser, sheni is similar concept. He says va'od tahak. In addition to which, in each case, there's a superfluous kesef. All right, now we're going in, coming back full circle to our sugya, back in the Gemara line 10. Break kiddushei isha. So now, what about Kiddushei Isha? Dechtiv ki kach ishi shavala. Pasuk says a man takes a woman and he has relations with her. Vegamar kicha kicha misteyefron. And we learn kicha kicha misteyefron on that base. And then later on, also, that's the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. Utanan, and we learn the Hillel mibapruta b'shavapruta. So Beit Hillel holds. So here I have a case, it's through Gezer Shava, but Kiddushin are with Kesef. And Beit Hillel says you can even Kaddish with a pruta. So now the Gemara says, "Neimar Rabasi Damar Beit Shammai." Should we say that Rabbi Asi was articulating position in accordance with Beit Shammai? Not likely, since we know the Lach is like Beit Hillel, so it's not working out so well. So now the Gemara revises the statement that Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Asi. Ella Iitmar Hachi the statement. So this that hesber is going down the tube. So the Gemara had a hesber. Why does Beit Shammai say a dinar? Who's going with this statement, the original statement of Rabbi Yehuda Ravasi, the Kesef Tzuri, the world of Torah, the Kesef and Torah is Kesef Tzuri, and Kesef Tzuri, there was no prutot, so it has to be a dinar. So that's going by the wayside. He says, El Yitmar Hachi Yitmar, if the statement was made, this is the way the statement was made. Am Rabbi Yehuda Ravasi, called Kesef Katsuv Hamor Batorah Kesef Tzuri. Whatever the Torah specifies an amount, that's Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Medina. And when the Chacham specify an amount, that refers to Kesef Medina. So the Gemara says, "My Kamash Palan." So that's the statement. What does Rabbi Yehuda teach me the Ravasi? Tanina, I learned this in the Mishnah. So all the Amoraim knew all the Mishnah by heart. So I don't need Rabbi Yehuda and Ravasi to teach me this halacha because I learned the Mishnah. Chamesh Shalim Shel Ben, the five Shalim that one uses for Pidyon HaBen. Shloshim Shel Eved, if a person's ox scores an Eved, so he pays 30 Shekalim. Chamishim Shel Onis HaShamafateh, if a man rapes or seduces a Na'ara, not married, but a Na'ara, so he pays 50 kesef to the father. Me'ah shamotzi shemra. This is where the person gave his daughter over. This is this week's Parsha Shavua, the motzi shemra. So a person gave his daughter over to a man, and he says lo matzak the betulim. Yeah. So and it turns out that she was a betula, so he's motzi shemra. So he pays me'ah kesef. Kulam b'shekel kodesh b'manatzuri. So the Mishnah says the all shekel kodesh and b'manatzuri. So what do I need Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Vasi to ostensibly teach me this halacha? He said he's teaching me the halacha that is kesef katsuv, it means kesef turi. But the Mishnah itself says it, so I don't even teach me. So the Gemara says, you're right, I don't even teach me that first halacha. Vishal devrayim kesef medina it's tzrichalei. The second part is what we did need him for. That if it's an amount that the Chachamim articulate, then it's kesef medina, the provincial currency. He says, delo tanan, because that we didn't learn in the Mishnah. He says, "Titania." Now he gives an example. We learn in the Brisa, which should be this would be Titan. Titan. He says, "Hatokela chaveiro." Now, tokela chaveiro. Rashi is two pshatim. Let's look at Rashi. It's around the 10th, very wide line. Hatokela chaveiro boaz no l'shomer ben levi means like he blows. Sounds like he blows a shofar in somebody's ear. Rabbeinu has a kinla mundanu shikawes la'ozen, or he strikes him near his ear. So tekeah can mean I'm doing tekeah or I'm striking the person in the ear. Either way, there's boshet involved. There's embarrassment that goes through this experience. So back in the Gemara, did not a tokeh lechaveiro notain lo sela. So it says, so the Mishnah says tokeh lechaveiro, he owes him a sela for his boshet. It's one of the elements of damage. It's boshet.
Set amount.
The set amount. This is a set amount. Below tema my sela are bezuzay. So you shouldn't say, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Sela? It means four Zuzim. He says, Elamai Sela Palga Zuzim. Sela means it's the Kesef Medina. It's a half a Zuz. Davidi Inshi, the Karla Palga Zuzim Istra. People call that Sela an Istra, but it means that's what Rabbi Yehuda is teaching me in the name of Rabasi, that it didn't like this, that the Chachamim established an amount, but it means with Kesef Medina. Okay, so that's the second answer that we gave, and it went by the wayside. Any questions or comments to us on anything we did so far?
But I just set amount here. Why the story?
No. If the Torah has a set amount, in the Psukim in the Torah, I see a set amount, Kesef Suri. But if the Chachamim articulate a set amount, it's Kesef Bina. Okay, everybody good in Zoom land? Everybody happy? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, okay, so around eight lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. All right? Rabbi Shimon, this is answer number three. Answer number two went by the wayside, but this is answer number three. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer, Tamay de Beit Shammai Chizkiya. Rish Lakish says the reason Beit Shammai is a reason that was articulated by Chizkiya. The Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kro, the Hefda. So this is talking about Amma Ivriya. So it says, wait a second. I want to get the Pasuk, 1 second. Okay, wait a second. Okay, so if the master doesn't want to do yid with her, yid is where he marries her, vehefta, he, the master, should be involved with her redemption. Meaning, the Gemara is going to explain that an Amma Ivriya or an Eved Ivri has an absolute right to go free with Gira'on Kesef. Meaning,
By event.
right, let's say Eved Ivri and he sold himself to the master for $600 for 6 years, and then after 3 years he wants to go free. He says, "Here's $300. Let me go free." So, but the Torah, when it articulates this, doesn't say the Eved will give the money benifta and he'll be redeemed. This is beheftah. The master will be involved with redemption. But the way Chazal understand it, the master is involved with, calculating the giron kesef. In other words, that's the way it works. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. says the Amar Chizkiya Mar Kura Behefto. And he says Melamed Shemigrat Mipidyon Avyotza, that she can, subtract out from the amount of time that she's been there and then get redeemed. He Amar Bishleim Diabla Dinar and in the Megarba Azlat Pruta. So we're going to connect the Amar Vriya to Kiddusha, but the Gemara is going to ask a question in between. So if I'll say I start off with a dinar, so then I have coinage to do Giron Kesef to La Pruta. He says, Eli Amri Diab La Pruta, and it means if the sales price was initially a dinar, so I could have Giron Kesef. But if the sales price was a Pruta, he says, Mi Pruta, Mi Megara. There's nothing left. That's the smallest coin. Mi Pruta, my Megara. There's nothing left to do. So before we can connect this to Kedushin, the Gemara interjects the question. So it's Vidilma Hachi Kama Rachmana. Maybe what the Torah is saying, Hekad Yavla Dinar Tigrat Pruta. If the sales price was a dinar, so you'll go down to a Pruta. Hekad Yavla Pruta Lo Tigrat Klal. If the sales price was a Pruta, so there is no Giron Kesef. He says, Yeah, so right. Sounds like she doesn't go free. Right. Otherwise, she doesn't get no option for redemption. Okay, so the Gemara says on the top line, you're based on an olive. Low slot to I wouldn't think such a thing because I would think it's dumi to yud. In other words, they're both mentioned the same pasuk together. Yud is where the master's marrying her. And here is where she's going with Giron Kesef. My yid, afal gab dibay miyay, dibay lo miyay. In other words, by yid, if the master wants to yid it good, and if he doesn't, kohek lo matzi miyay, lo habu zvina zvina. If he doesn't have the option of doing yid, so the mechira was not a good mechira. So it means like this. If the mechira would be, let's say, a pruta, theoretically, and he buys her for a pruta, and then 3 years later, he wants to yield with her. So there's nothing left to do with the Kiddushin because it's like down to maybe half or whatever it would be. So that can't be, that Hesber doesn't fly. In other words, we said, maybe it means by an Eved, the sales price was a dinar, so they have Giron Kesef, if it's proof to not. But here the Gemara is saying, by yield, that wouldn't work. Because, in other words, every Amma Ivriya has to be eligible for yield. Yeah, but I'm saying, but it wouldn't have the option of doing yud in the middle of the term. So you have to have an option for yud all along. So he says, Hachanami, kol heik lo matzi migra lo habu zvina zvina. So here also, you have to have Giron Kesef. So the Gemara takes it for, within the Shita Beit Shammai, for Giron Kesef, I need the sales price of at least a dinar. And we'll see in a minute why. I know it's more than a pruta. We'll have to see why, how to get between a pruta and a dinar. The Kiddusha Isha, the Beit Shammai, Naftalume Amma Hevriya. So the Kiddusha Isha, Beit Shammai, learns from Amma Hevriya. Ma Amma Hevriya, Beprutalo Meknaya, just like an Amma Hevriya cannot be purchased for a Pruta as a matter of halacha, Af Isha Beprutalo Mekadsha. So then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Palga de Dinar. So okay, so it can't be a Pruta. Maybe it's half a Dinar. Ve'ema Shte Pruta. Maybe it's two Pruta. Kaimada, Pikame Pruta, Okma Dinar. Once they said it's not a Pruta, come establish that a dinar. Okay, let's do some Rashi in this, and then we'll go into the kill. Okay? So let's look on the previous Amud, 10 lines from the bottom, Kitachizkiya. Okay? So this was answer number 3. This was Reish Lakish. Kitachizkiya, you have it, Lakama Bapirkin, in Rashi. So Lakama Bapirkin, later on in our parak, the Katani Gabi Evid Ivri, Konan Asma Begiron Kesef. So there's a Sugya about Evid Ivri coming up. So the Gemara learns that in Eved Ivri, that's where the sugya begins on Yud-Dalet, right? So, yeah. So on Yud-Dalet with Bay, so the Gemara begins the sugya about Eved Ivri. So let me see. So today is Yud-Dalet, right? So Shabbos is Yud-Gimel, and Sunday's Daf. So on Sunday's Daf, we begin the discussion about Eved Ivri. So it says, Konan Asma with Giron Kesef. So he can acquire himself with Giron Kesef, amortization. He makes a calculation with his master when he, the Eved, and he's an Eved Ivri, in own property and things like that, but he wants to go free. you purchased me for, let's say, $600. It works easy because it's 6 years. The term was 6 years. Comes out each year is worth $100 in my example. Let's calculate how many years I've been here, 3 years. So I'm going to subtract out from my sales price, 600, 300, the tula sha'ar. So here's the rest, 300. And then let me go free. So we say, where do we know this halakha from Giron Kesef? But Amar Chizkiya, so Chizkiya explains the heftah, the locative and heftate. In other words, I would expect the pasuk by the Amma of Ria to say, you know, she'll give money and be redeemed. But it says the heftah, he, the master, will like redeem her. It sounds like even the master plays a role in her pidyon. In other words, because he reduces her from her sales price. Alma in Alma Hivriya nicknate the Pachot Midinar. So from here, I can extrapolate that Amma Hivriya, it can't be purchased for less than a dinar. It can, certainly can't be purchased for a prutim. We'll see, it's a dinar. Now, let's see further. One second. Okay, this we don't need. Okay, the next Rashi on the top line in New Bezim and Aleph. Lo sal kadaita. So then the Gemara said, maybe if it's more than a pruta, she's got gear on kesef. Less than if it's a pruta, maybe just no gear, she's stuck. So lo sal kadaita. I wouldn't think such a thing. Shtei nikne b'davar she'imbo girua, me'achar shetav girukana. It says, dumi d'yir. Ki heichi d'amar lin in yud, sh'nechtav imo, asher lo ya'ado, v'lam... That, in other words, the Torah is teaching me that the master always has to have an option of doing yud with his Amma Ivriya. If the master says, you're miyuad to me with the remaining amount of money, do one of your term. So you don't need more kesef. It's, you know, one payment covers everything. But Amar lekaman, the Gemara later on says in Daf Yudchet, the father is not allowed to sell his daughter to Mishpacha. He says, she he has sur lahem, in other words, Mishpacha that she's prohibited from marrying. Because then I can't have the option of yield. So yield is a requirement for Amma Avriya. It has to have at least a theoretical option. The master could marry her. And Giron Kesef is like yud. In other words, there's a comparison between the two. Yud afa gabakule. Okay, and then kiddusha isha we got. Then on the third narrow line of Rashi, keva da pikte mi pruta. Once I learned that it's kena pruta, ama chashivuta baya ukma dinar the kashiv. So I need chashivas to establish the dinar. Okay, that's answer number three. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's keep moving. Wait, say again. That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah has a different plan. Okay? Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now we're up to Rava Amar. What is this? Mordechai. Okay. So now, the last narrow line. Rava Amar, Hainu Tamu Beit Shammai. Rava says, this is reason number four. Rava Amar, Hainu Tamu Beit Shammai. The reason Beit Shammai is, Shtul Yubaro Yisrael Kehefker. That Jewish woman shouldn't be Hefker. Let's see Rashi. You have her, like, no, but the bar muat. In other words, I get her, like, you know, for a penny, I get a wife, you know, something like that. He says, umi the rabbanon who the ka'amri law Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai is really saying it's in the rabbanon, dafti rabbanon the kedushin of bechutin mi dinar, that the chachamim said you can't be mekadosh for less than a dinar. This gets a little complicated with this whole thing. Let's review. In essence, we ended up with three explanations for Beit Shammai. Okay, the first was Rabbi Zeira, and that was limited to when she's Makadish Balel or with a Shlia, that there's two ways to understand it, but generally Beit Shammai basically agrees with Beit Hillel that a woman can accept whatever she wants, not less than a pruta, just in the Kitcha Balelia and Kitcha de Shlia, then it comes up into an issue. Like, it might be that there's like a standard dinar, or it might be everyone has their own standard. What's up?
Saying
that was what we talked about before earlier. We said that when a woman gets something, just to know what the value that I've missed. Yeah, but here it's true. Here, though, she, let's say, appointed a shliach to authorize him to accept Yushan on her behalf, and the shliach accepted. She didn't specify how much money, so she gave him like a blank check, whatever. So she doesn't know. Now,
she can't do.
That's what the Gemara is getting into. That's what the issue is. So is she consenting to it or not? So is there a standard minimum for women, or is each one has their own standard? Or same thing with Kitchen Belalia. Okay, now that's the first Hesber. Now, according to the first Hesber, Lechora, which is it's the Raisa or the Rabbana, what Beit Shammai is saying, Lechora, they're saying it didn't do Raisa, that a woman is Makpedet. In other words, that the woman doesn't consent to it. Lechora, that's the Raisa then. Okay, then the second reason I go into is we rejected it. And the third reason was we said that, like Chizkiah, we're learning a din from Amma Ivriya. Just like Amma Ivriya has to be at least a dinar, so too women also have to be at least a dinar. So that's also an amount that the Chachamim prescribed, but it's something like, sounds like it's like based on the Torah, though. Sounds like based on the Torah. That's it. So Behilel Mistama are mechulak on this din of Chizkiah. Mistama, it could be that either the mechulak on the din of Chizkiah, or else they say they don't learn from Amma Ivriya. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, then the third reason, though, or the third viable reason, fourth reason, but the third viable reason, Shloim Bar Yisot Tehefker. So then that's definitely a din de Rabbanan, the Beit Shammai that's saying, coming, you know, up the ante with that. Okay, now let me just do a story and then we'll talk for a minute. All right. Now, okay. A certain person was presented with what seemed appeared to him to be excellent business opportunities. You know, as soon as you hear that, you know which way it's going. Yeah. He says, although he did not have enough money to invest by himself, he had many friends who could put up capital. He approached each friend individually and presented a warm business pitch. The ideas were plausible, and he was known to be a trustworthy person, so his friends decided to lend him the money. Unfortunately, he ran into unforeseen obstacles, and the business failed. He was left with nothing to pay back the veritable fortune he had borrowed. He went to Bezdin with his friends, but had nothing with which to repay them, since he had lost all his own money as well. The Bezdin ruled that he should repay them when Hashem will provide the means, when he expands. In other words, when Hashem is Markab Yerkabul, he should pay it back. When Hashem is Markab Yerkabul, of course, is a very ambiguous term. When the debtor began to succeed in a different business, his creditors claim that he should begin repaying them the moment he has 50 golden coins to his name. So he says the borrower objected strenuously, but the creditors wish to prove it from the Gemara and Kulin on Hidal. So the creditors have a shtickle Torah. They say once you have the amount of 50 golden coins, 50 dinarim, then you're obligated to start paying us back. So the Bezdin had just an ambiguous statement when they came originally. We'll see in a minute. So he says when Hashem is marked, you should pay them back, so the Bezdin said. But what does that mean? So he says, there we find the pasuk when Hashem when Hashem expands your boundaries, and this is Gemara Kulin, and you'll say, I'll eat meat. Teaches us Derek Eretz that one should not eat meat unless he has the money for it. If he has 50 mana, he should eat meat once a week. That's what the Gemara says. So in light of this, the creditors felt that when the debtor had 50 gold coins, he must begin to repay his debts. So the dispute was adjudicated by the Nota Behuda. This is obviously in the 18th century. He answered, he was not sympathetic to the creditors. He says, even according to your calculation, the Gemara there states that one eats meat every day only when he has 100 mana. In other words, the Gemara says, if you have 50 mana, you eat once a week. But if you have 100 mana, you eat it every day. So who is to say which shear is the correct shear? Also, you're forgetting that although the Gemara in Kiddushin states that money that is rabbinic obligation is calibrated in mana, Tosfos and Ksubas learns that most rabbinic monetary obligations of mana are calibrated in the more expensive mana tsuri. If you calculate the price value of 100 mana tsuri, you arrive at 3,333 gold coins. In other words, what's when they mention mana, which mana are they doing? Is it the case of tsuri or case of medina? The very source that you creditors saw proved your point only proves how wrong you were. All right, anyway, it was very sympathetic to the debtor. All right, now let me end the recording and then I'll pause. Don't go offline. I have need to speak. All right.